Today we're going to sit together and go inside with the desire to experience more surrender in whatever ways each of us knows that more is needed. Each of us knows in what place we feel alienated from others, from love, from our life, from God. We know the places in which we feel afraid and needing to hold on to control. Others may not know this about us, but we know this about ourselves. The place where we don't trust the divine unfoldment of life, but instead desire to control things through our mind and through our actions, rather than turning things over to the sacred intention of the divine oneness to unfold things in the best possible way. We each have awareness of these holdout places in our hearts, and in this sitting time today is a good time to feel the place of holding on, no matter what it is to. It could be to a thought, a self-perception, a habit, a way of relating to others. It could be anything that we're holding on to as a way of protecting ourselves. And so in this time of sitting together, we try to breathe into that holdout place, being gentle with ourselves, but also desiring to let go of control, whatever the control is, let go, and to see if we can experience the relaxation into allowing things to unfold in an unknown way. That's the key. The place of surrender is the place of experiencing trust in something beyond ourselves. The place of surrender is based on trust and on love for the goodness, the pure goodness of that which we hold to be God, the divine oneness, holding all, holding our bodies, holding our minds, holding the world, holding all. The place of surrender is the place of love and trust in that divine oneness. And in this time, we try to let go of fear, whatever the fear is based on, to find that place of trust and oneness, which is within us, always within us.
Thank you.
we can look inside ourselves and see what emotions we're holding on to. Often it appears that emotions are just running through us, but often it's not the case. We can unhook from emotions by not believing in their power, by believing that there is another place within us of trust and of peace and of oneness. So it happens sometimes that we have difficulty letting go of certain emotions when in fact we're holding on to them, believing in them, giving them potency within our inner economy. The belief in our own potential to let go of an emotion is key to letting go. And the belief in the potential of God to create something new within us is also key. No matter what events or experiences we've had in life, no matter what, the nature of our reality as a soul, as a being created by God, is that we are in a perpetual state of becoming, of unfoldment. So if we can stop clinging to the past, to the emotion of the past, we can find out what could happen that is new. Each of us is in a perpetual state of unfoldment. And the more holding on that takes place, the less awareness there is of that unfoldment, because we're holding on to fixed perceptions, ideas, and feelings. We're holding on to them so there's no room for something else to enter our awareness. And so in this moment, let go of whatever you're holding on to. Another important part of letting go is of the past moment. Many of us have experiences in the past that have been difficult or in need of healing. And that's one version of the past that we're aware of resonating still in our consciousness. But truly, surrender is about each moment. To let the past moment, the one that came before, be the past and to be in the present. That willingness to be in the present and letting go of each past moment allows us to experience the presence of God, creating a space for something unexpected that's beyond thought. So when we think about surrender, we need to think about being present, letting go of each past moment, believing in the unfoldment of the divine within us in each moment. And this may feel difficult to do, and it may be that it feels not natural because we're often lagging behind, thinking about what just happened, mulling it over, worrying about it. And so we're no longer in the present with unfoldment, we're in the past with our own thoughts, mulling over what we could have done, what should have happened, what someone else said. That takes us away from divine reality. It puts us in our thoughts and away from direct experience of something new. Each of us is a multidimensional being, capable of living in multiple realities. And this is a useful way of thinking about it, because the reality of what happened 5 minutes ago, or earlier today, or yesterday, or last week, that reality is not here. This minute is a different reality. So we can hold that we've changed realities from what seemed real in the past and is gone to what is happening now and is present. There may be a need at times to think about past events in order to make current decisions. It's not that the mind has to be abandoned altogether. But we often spend much too much time in the previous reality instead of in this one. Much too much time. So, surrender that to God. The mulling over, surrender it. Let it go so you can be here in this minute. No matter what else may be going on from before this minute. We're coming to the end of this sitting time in a few minutes. Be aware of your body and of your consciousness and of your breathing. Be aware of the present moment. This is this moment. Be aware of the physical sensations in your hands, your chest, your heart, your face, the air in the room, your feet. This is the present moment and surrender of the past and of thoughts helps us arrive here. And so it becomes a spiritual practice that's central to our being alive in a sacred way. Being alive with a sense of divine presence involves being present in the present moment. Try to stay in the present moment with yourself, in your body, in whatever quiet place you've reached inside yourself. And when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes.